Okay, yesterday the last thing we left off was about an intercom. Yeah, we said you can't use an intercom on Shabbos because inevitably an adult in the room is going to say something and it's going to be recorded through the intercom, which is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, what happens if somebody has a hearing aid? We didn't go into the halach yesterday, we just mentioned it. Now, there are many people that are machmed, they will not wear a hearing aid on Shabbos. But according to halacha, you're allowed to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos, providing it's turned on before Shabbos, and you can't play with the volume. You can't make it higher or lower. In other words, you have to leave it. In fact, some people write you should even tape the dial, so to speak, that you can't change the hearing aid on Shabbos. Because if you make it higher, you're making more battery. Less is less battery. So again, it's like, what?
What's the difference between that and a phone?
Huh?
What's the difference between that and a phone?
One second. Okay. So, la halacha, basically, the real reason why they're saying it, because the person needs it. He's a din of a chayla, a person who's sick. There are people that say it's better... If you know somebody has a hearing aid, it's better when you talk, don't talk directly to them. You know, don't talk into the ear. Because then you're talking directly into the hearing aid. So you should talk, you know, in the room. And then the person hears what you have to say. Some people say, you can, in a time of need, they're poskin, they're right, you can talk straight into the hearing aid. It's not doing anything as far as halacha Shabbos goes. I mean, that's the way they paskin. And they're right, if somebody needs to be lenient, they could be lenient.
What's the person doing? The person that's usually not doing anything? Especially if
they... Well, he's making people talk to him through the hearing.
It's not... I mean...
Well, he is...
He's not really doing anything. It's more the problem for people who are...
Well, the question is like this. That's only if the person had it in the whole Shabbos. Here we're not saying it has to be in the whole Shabbos. It has to be on. Then according to this opinion, you could take it and put it into your ear. Now putting it into your ear is already an act that now is causing people to be able to talk to you. But even then it's allowed. And many poskim write if you need to talk straight to the person. In fact, it's a similar question, by the way. Can somebody with a hearing aid be yaitza Megillah? We learned you can't read the Megillah through a microphone, through a telephone, right? Or Havdalah, right? You can't. Yeah, the things that you need to hear the person's voice. Okay. The question is, can you use all these electronical things? But the peril, everybody paskins that somebody with a hearing aid could be Yetzi Megillah. They are fulfilling that. It's different. Again, this is the scientific aspect of it, but it's different than a telephone. And therefore, if somebody has a hearing aid, they are allowed to be Yetzer, Megillah, and Havdalah, and all those things, even though normally you would have to hear the original voice.
I mean, if they have no other choice, if they take it off and they can't hear anything.
Well, sometimes people could hear, it's not as easy. In the hearing, it makes it easier.
So, in that case, should they take it off?
It's up to them. There's a lot of hetem that they could do it, and some people are machmir. Generally speaking, most people are meikum.
Yesterday we talked about if somebody is talking on the phone on Shabbat, good. It's better that we don't talk around them, so the phone...
Especially not facing the phone, yeah.
This is the same thing?
No, again, it's different than a telephone. The hearing aid is different than a telephone. Like I told you, that's why they ruled that you can hear the Megillah through a hearing aid and through the telephone you can't. It's so different. Okay, now... You have, obviously, you can't ring doorbells on Shabbos because then you're creating chimes and electricity and all that. Now, what's the story with automatic doors? You know, you walk in, you can go into the hospital, so you walk in and the door opens by itself. But you're walking on that mat, whatever it is, actually triggers a switch to open the door. So that's technically a problem. You can't go and walk on that thing by yourself if it's going to open the door, because then you're causing an electrical thing to open, whatever the malach of electricity is, but that's what's happening.
So
one second, a lot of poskim write, most poskim write, that if you walk in, let's say, with a guy, in other words, if a guy, anyway, you wait for the next guy to come in, to walk into the hospital, and then you walk in together with him. So then he walks first, obviously. So he's opening the door, and then you're not doing anything. There are people that are saying, no, then you need somebody behind you also. Why? Because if that guy walks in first and you're right behind him, so you're causing the door to close when you get inside. So some poskim, but the Velt is makel that as long as you walk in with somebody. This is very important, by the way. People are visiting somebody in the hospital on Shabbos. The wife had a baby, whatever. You're visiting somebody in the hospital on Shabbos, and there's electric doors. So now the question is, you know, can you walk through the electric doors? So bottom line is, you can't be the one to make it work, but if somebody else is going in into through the door, then you're allowed to go also together with them, a little bit behind them.
But nowadays, it's the sensor at the top.
We're going to come to sensors in a minute.
So when you walk in, it actually flickers.
We're going to see that in a second. And you walk by houses and the lights go on?
That was his question.
Okay, no, what?
On the corners of the streets in Beverly Hills, and they have these cameras they put up for COVID, they sense when someone's there so that it changes without you having to put the button.
No.
So on Shabbos...
By the way, they put it on almost every corner, whether there's a light there or not. Okay. Go walk down Oakhurst.
Not for the lights. It's
what?
For security. It's nothing to do with the light. For security.
No, originally they had it for COVID.
No, the sign was that no. It changes automatically, not from the cameras.
Sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Cameras are for security.
They like this. The lights were programmed that they didn't change unless if there was a car there or a person pressed the button. Otherwise, it didn't change. Right. Now they made it for COVID. They made it that it's time. Let's say at the beginning, you should know is like actually 30. If you walk on Doheny and
Burton?
No. Doheny and Dayton. Okay, Marshall, because I always walk that way. No, but I'm saying, originally they made it, it changed, the light on Doheny turned red every 30 seconds. Now they make it like 50 seconds, they extended it. But all they did was programmed it in the computer. There's nothing to do with those cameras. You have nothing to do with it. No, that has nothing to do with the person. But the question is, with these the sensors in automatic doors, or motion sensors. A lot of times you walk by a house, there's a motion sensor.
What is that?
A lot of people have alarms. There's a very big problem, as you know. All this modern technology makes a lot of halachic problems with all these things. Friend, do you have a ring bell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it records, actually, you go in even before you ring the bell, it records. These are all issues when it comes to Shabbos, by the way. I'm not saying you're allowed or not, I'm just saying these are issues that are happening. But there's also a difference if it's your house or not your house. For instance, if it's your house, so because you want security, you want the light to go on. When you walk by, you want the light to go on because then it's more secure because the light's on. If it's somebody else's house, you really don't want it to go on. I mean, you don't care if it goes on or not. So therefore, it's much easier, halachically, again, what's called psikreshet leinichalei by Issud Rabbanon, because according to many opinions, electricity, like we said, is only rabbinic. And if electricity is only rabbinic, and it's yes, a psikreshet when you walk by is going to turn on the light, but you really don't care if it goes on or not. There's another one second. There's another, I'm just throwing out things, we'll discuss it between today and tomorrow. But there's another issue. A lot of apartment buildings, okay, if you're not using the elevator on Shabbos, so there's a lot of apartment buildings, bathrooms, by the way, today.
What?
Okay, today you walk into a bathroom. A public bathroom, the light you open the door, the light goes on. It's an energy saving. Instead of keeping the light on the whole time, you walk into the bathroom and the light goes on. You cause that to happen. Plus, there's another issue in the bathrooms today. Many bathrooms today are electric eye. Right? You use the bathroom, you walk away, it flushes it. Yeah, the whole thing, washing your hands, all these things are issues in halacha, because your action, you put your hand underneath the sink. It's automatic sink, right?
Yes.
What makes the water start flowing all of a sudden? There's an electric eye there. There's a sensor. You putting your hand under the faucet, you are directly, not indirectly, you're directly causing the sensor to work. Your electric bathrooms, I mean, you know, the toilets that are electric eye, you finish using the toilet, you walk away, all of a sudden it flushes. That's another issue with Shabbos. Okay, so bathrooms, they're more lenient because it's called covered abrius, human dignity, and things like that. But there's also, what?
More lenient
bathrooms? Because they, if there's another bathroom, then you should use another bathroom. But if not, there's nothing. What did you
Back to the light, you said that if it's not your house, it's not a problem.
No, but I'm saying if you're walking into a bathroom, you want the light on. If not, it's pitch black.
Okay.
I'll give you another example. I started mentioning it. Many apartment buildings, okay, years ago, they used to have little lights in the hallway. You know, in the stairway. Okay? That was a security question. First of all, people should, if they're walking, should see where they're going. It wasn't big lights, but they, yeah. And then it also became a security issue, safety issue. But a lot of times, when you open the door to the hall, you're causing the light to go on. Otherwise, it's not going on. So now the question is, you can open the light, open the door, you're causing directly the light to go on. So what should you do? So halachically, by the way, there's a difference. It's very interesting. There's a difference if there's a little light on in the hallway anyway versus it's mamish dark and you open the door, so again you're getting the light on. What's the difference? We just said. If there's a little light on in the hallway, technically it's good enough for you. You don't need the big light. You can go with the little light. You have enough light to see, you know, to walk down the stairs. But if it's mamish dark, and you're going to open the door, and the light's going to go on, so you're directly causing the light to go on. These are all issues. Yeah, but the difference is, if there's already a light on, a little light on, you don't need the big light. So, sikreishin le'nichalei be'yisud rabbanim. That's the leniency of it.
In some of the multi-units, there's a fire panel. It's called a fire panel. And it's connected to every apartment.
Shuls have security systems today.
Right.
Okay.
And fire
but,
panels.
And what?
And fire panels.
And fire panels.
And
but,
all the sensors you're talking about, they make you put in anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you can disconnect them. But the difference...
Where is he?
What?
Where is Mamba?
Isn't there a sign in the Mechitza? You thought he's coming talking for a sound from heaven?
Yeah.
And I promise you it's not.
So what do? You open a door, 10 sensors go on.
1 second. There's also a difference. It's later, right? We got it. But there's also a difference if it's motion sensor or it's constantly working. Some security cameras are always working. Whether you walk in front of it or not, it's working. It's taping. So then when you walk in front of the security camera, nothing's happening. I can't say nothing's happening, but you're not turning it on. But if it's motion sensor, then when you walk by it, your motion is, that's what's called motion sensor. Your motion is causing it to work. There's a lot of discussion in this in halacha, in contemporary halacha. The bottom line is, because, I'll tell you what Rabbanim Paskin, because there's no choice, they're lenient. But it's not, I'm just saying in halacha, it's very, very complicated to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, especially today's world. Everything's motion sensors, motion detectors. It's all these crazy things going on. So it's pretty complicated to figure out what needs to be done. What? Huh? Halachically, it would be better to take it out for Shabbos. Just to take out the battery, then it doesn't work.
No, it has a sitting.
Huh?
It has a sitting, and you can change the sitting so it won't work on that particular day.
You could?
Yes, you can change your sitting.
Okay. Mach hat schien zum Beispiel, mach ein Beispiel, mein Kind, schlag out, teile, wo ich in den Gashi mit. Das ist noch ein Gashi.